by publicly thanking your holy Gabbai, Mikhail, for much more than just prodding me on to do this, but putting the thought into an activity, into an action, seems to me to be quite an expert at making things move from the realm of idea to the realm of reality. So I'd like to thank him very much for that. I hope I don't embarrass him or let him down. The Ramban in Parshas Truma says that the words that perhaps are beyond all of us is that there's a story to the Mishkan, like there is a secret to so many things in the Torah. In fact, the whole Torah is a secret. But there are times when the Mefarshim reveal to us a little bit of what it is that we're meant to experience when we are in a certain place at a certain time, perhaps for no other reason than just being there. And the Ramban's words here in the beginning of Truma, a few of them, Soid HaMishkan, Hu Shiyihyeh HaChavod Asher Shochan Al Har Sinai Shoychein Olav Benister. The point of the Mishkan, which is something beneath the surface, on the surface, we're there, as the Rambam points out, in terms of the Mikdash and the Mishkan. There's more in Erevin that says that Mishkan Ikri Mikdash, Mikdash Ikri Mishkan. Both of these places where we are to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're meant to bring karbonis. When they stood, we brought karbonis. There's a Mokam Avoida, Mokam Tfila, Mokam Avoida, Piniya, turning towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bittul, reducing ourselves, as the Ramban is noted for saying, Korban, the aspect of Korban, is to see yourself in each and one of the activities that were done to this object, to an animal, or to a substance, particularly animals, Zrikas Hadam, Shchita. That's how we become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's another way that we become and remain and grow in a deeper way, in a more pervasive way perhaps, a more encompassing, comprehensive way, how we grow close to Hashem, and that is through Kabbalah HaTorah. And the Ramban tells us that the essence of the Mishkan, the soid of the Mishkan, is that we respond, kiviyochol, to the giloy, we respond to the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chvoidoy, b'atzmoy. The Ramban uses another language, godloy, the greatness of Hashem, the magnitude of God, the expanse of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the Mishkan, that's the Mikdash. And it's interesting, because if we look and we study today from a point of Chazal telling us, obviously not just pieces of history, as the Maral, which is not our responsibility right now, nor am I able to even repeat what I heard over the years many times, the five things that befell the Jewish people on Shavuos Betamuz, and the five things that subsequently befell the Jewish people on Tisha B'Av, are in fact, in entirety, they're a set, they're actually parallel to each other. And we've entered the morning. We've entered, once again, a period of time which I'm sure I feel and share with a lot of people the feeling, I'd rather not be here. Where is the Beis HaMikdash? Where is the place that we belong? Where is Eretz Yisrael? Where is Klal Yisrael? And maybe now more than ever, where is the ability to come together? It's teeter-tottering in these moments as we speak. What's going to happen tomorrow or the next day or next week? Are we going to be back in a situation that we all prefer not even thinking about, where we'll be home again? And we won't come together in a Mokam Mikdash Ma'at, part of these days. But what happened in Har Sinai? What was that kavod? What is that particular, specific Giloy, revelation of the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the godless of Hashem, Kabbalah HaTorah?
The Gemara says in Shabbos, Anoichi no trikon, Ano nashi kasvis yehavis. Rashi says, Ano ani atzmi. The Rebbeinu Shem tells us, Katavti venatati. I wrote myself down. And as Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbi Shapiro Zechariah Livracha, taught so often, the Or Chaim, which after years he began to start to reveal Maariv HaKoinos, and tell us that it was the Diburim themselves, the Dibrois themselves, the Dvar Hashem, Masha Yotze Mipiv, Nechkak, became engraved itself in the Luchos HaEvan. And that's what we forfeited today. That's what we lost today. That's what we destroyed on Shavuos HaBetamos. We introduced ourselves into a relationship. We divorced ourselves from the relationship. And the result of that was Hufka Ha'ir, the beginning of the Tahalich, of the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, the destruction of Beis Hashem, of the place where, as the Ramban also points out here, there's not enough time to look at every word, where we're going to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yechidus. We're going to be in a bayis. We're going to be in a place where we're going to live b'protus as individuals with the yechidoi shel olam, the individual of the world, where all of us gain and access and have our individuality. The who we are is who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in this world. And we'll expound on that. What does the Churban of Yerushalayim have to do with Shiras HaLuchos? Obviously, the Tachlis, as the Ramban here points out, of the Mishkan, was to build the Aron, which will house the Luchos HaBris. And they are those. They are called the Luchos HaBris. We identify with the Luchos not as something that just contains some more Divrei Torah, but the essence of Torah Kol HaTorah Kula is in those Aseres HaDvarim. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the bris with Klal Yisrael, in those Aseres HaDvarim. And those Aseres HaDvarim begin with the word Anoichi. And Rehir says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, we heard, we received, we listened, and accepted the following idea. I'm sure in German it had a slightly different ring. Over the years I had the Swiss of teaching quite an international group of people. I had a student who was from Germany, and she was able to tell me what it would sound like in German, perhaps not with her Hirsch's intonation, but the Rebbe Shem told us, I am your you. Anochi ha-anochi shelcha. I am your you. When you identify with yourself accurately, and you realize that you are yachid ba'olam, as the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, every one of us, each and every one of us, is created yechidi. And everything in the entire Bria is mechuvan, is connected, as the Gemara in Bracha says, letzavis lezeh. Everything is given to each and every one of us, as yechidoi kiviyochol ben yochid shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person he created, the Mekabel Torah that he wants, perhaps even the person who's going to bring some dimension of Geula to the world. What is that? What is that self? What is that Anoichi? Rav Moshe didn't speak about this a lot in open, in language that would display that that's what he was talking about. But over close to 38 years of hearing, 35 years of listening, as much as I could, as well as I could, I understood things in the svarim of his Rebbein, of Rav Dessler, which I actually asked him once, to tell you just a story, so I need to share stories a little bit. I asked him once while we were driving, it's a story about how someone went over to Rav Dessler after a shiur, after a sicha, after a shmuz in Panovich, and asked him the following question. He said, Rebbe, what's the lemaisa from all of this
What do I walk away with? What do I do l'maisa with what Rav Dessler just said? And Rav Dessler answered that person, according to the story that I heard from many people over the years. Severin Kluger is the Greshka l'maisa. To become smarter, to become wiser, to understand better, to have a deeper insight, to realize things inside of yourself in a way that you've never perceived them before. That's the greatest l'maisa that there is. And I felt throughout all the years that I really understood that. But I was suspicious that maybe I didn't. And maybe there was something more to the story, or maybe it wasn't true. So I asked my Rebbe this question, meaning I posed this story to him. I said, is this true? I can say that a lot of people got, you know, different reactions from Rav Moshe Zichron Livracha over the years. I even got a few laughs, and they were often at me. But this time I got a big smile, and he said to me, "Bididi hava uvda." I said, "Be'emet?" He says, "Ken." Hayiti yeled. Yeled by Rav Moshe didn't mean 10 or 11. It meant in his teens. V'sha'alti et ha'shela hazot. V'kach Rav Dessler ana. Kemoshe amarta. So if we finish at 8:12, which we will, and you might be puzzled, what did I say? Probable. Possible. Hopefully not. But the lemaisa is that our heart opens and everything changes. When we manifest a different consciousness, when we absorb and feel in reality a different way about ourselves, everything in our life is going to change. Those who are married can report back to me in a couple of weeks that their wife said, "What did you listen to on Shavasa B'Thomas? What happened? Is it possible that after hearing just a few moments, and that's really all that it takes, how long did Maimon Har Sinai take? I don't know. But it took 40 days for the Jewish people to be ready to receive a heart, a lave. As a number of psukim teach us in Mishlei, that the luah halev, the luah, that's the lave. I wrote down the psukim. You'll look for them. Won't spend time trying to find what I wrote. Psukim in Mishlei. There are people here that could say them out right now, I'm sure, by heart. I don't have such a good memory. But that's what your heart is. That's what our heart is able to be. Our heart is able to be identified with the Torah as one and the same. Our heart, kiviyochol, is the heart of our Kadosh Baruch Hu. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Tzur levavi. Tzur, the Rebbeinu Shalom, levavi. And it's not a melitza. When we realize, ein oid milvada, when we realize, and I heard this from my Rabbi also, ein oid milvadi, not in the shliliistic way that we've been perhaps exposed to over and over again, a particular way in fighting the Yetzirah, which wasn't particularly his way. He didn't believe in confrontation, in my view. He believed in lifting up those around him to where he and where he perceived we all should be, and access from those places who we really are, what we are really made of, what is our heart in fact. And when one senses that, for even a brief moment, there's just a glimpse or a glimmer of light that penetrates through our old heart, the shell begins to break. Umaltem es orlas levavchem. There's a klipa around the heart. There's something that's moineya, the heart, from realizing what it actually is. And what is it? It's the seat of who we are. It's the seat of our individuality. It's the seat of the perception that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me in His image and imbibes in me, not just regularly, but all the time, at this very moment and any other moment, whether we feel good or not, whether we're happy or not, whether we're matzliach or not, whether we're focused or not, no matter what the situation is, the Ribbono Shel Olam is who He is. And no matter what the situation is, we really are who we really are. When we lose that sense of yichidus, Klal Yisrael as a whole is made up of samach ribu mekablei haTorah, yesh shishim ribu oisayis laTorah. In many storm it's brought dorshei reshumos. Yisrael is no trikon, yesh shishim ribu oisayis laTorah. The Torah itself, and the Rebbeinu Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yisrael Chadhu, Chazal say, in the Sefer Azor. What does that mean? That means that there's no other way, kibiyochol, for the Torah to be here, except through me. Me and everyone around me. And we are all one, as the Yerushalmi says, how would one take a hammer out of a hand that just by accident, or on purpose even, bizarre, I don't know, look at the Yerushalmi, but Pashtus by accident, slams into the other hand. Would the left hand now club the right hand, damage the right hand for the error that it made, for the mistake that it made, for the slip, for the unconscious moment? No, it's one person with two hands. We are one people with many individual expressions, infinite expressions, of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show up in this world. Rav Avigdor Miller was fond of saying things in a way that made people wake up. And I remember as a youngster reading and literally wanting to throw the books against the wall out of frustration. Very sharp. Growing up an American kid, being told that he was an American rabbi, I could not comprehend how the two of us had anything in common. And we actually did. We both liked to take walks. I did it in the forest, he did it on Ocean Parkway. And he cuts to the chase and says that we are God's image in this world. We're accustomed to saying you were created in the image of God. And that sounds okay. I've taught that in schools to beginners all the way to Chassidish girls and men. And somehow get by with saying we were created in Hashem's image. But if you tell people, you are the image of God in this world, they somehow don't think that that's the same as being created in the image of God. It just sounds so vague. And maybe it doesn't. And if it doesn't, you're more than halfway there. Because the truth is, we are how Kibiyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to show up. Not just as the creator. And here's the difference between us and those that are not allowed past the Soreg into the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why they brought the wall down. Obviously the Soreg and the Chomot of Yerushalayim are two different things, but in that move on, there's no such thing as a difference between a Jew and every other human being in the world. And we know that there is. Because there's something called the Mekabel Torah. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to show up here in this world, not just in every Tzelem Elokim. He doesn't want just to be here in every human being in the image or as a person, as the creator. Here is the creator. This is what the creator shows up as. A Baal B'chira, as the Meshech Chochma says in the words, Na'asa Adam Kitzalmenu, Bitzalmenu Kidmusenu. Perek Aleph Pasuk Chavav, I'm not mistaken. B'chira HaKoshis. Every human being has free choice, can make decisions, has convictions, has challenges, has ups and downs, has successes and failures. Everyone can choose. But only the Jew, only Klal Yisrael, are Yisrael v'ayraisa v'kutcha b'richu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants more than anything, the deepest of all Ritzonus, the Bereishis of the Bria, the Shvil Torah, in order to reveal his Oimek HaRatzon in this world. He chose Avraham Avinu, who had a child, who gave birth to a child, who had 12 sons, who became the Mekablei Torah B'poel, their children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. We are the Mekablei Torah. We reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world as the Yechido Shel Olam B'tzuras HaTorah. Yechido Yachtecha. The Torah. Bas Yechido Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are that Basar Echad. With that Bas Yechido. And in came the Goyim. The halacha is the Gemara in Shabbos that a Rishus HaYachid Mukaf Mechitzas is Orla Ad HaShomayim. There's even a lashon in online in Wikitext of Bokeah. I can't find a lashon. If anybody finds that lashon,
Shlishi Yachad is bokeh of oile ad shomayim.
The Gemara in Shabbos doesn't say the word bokeh. The Gemara in Erevin doesn't say the word bokeh.
Oile ad shomayim. If we want to be in shomayim,
this I also heard from Rabbeinu Zal.
Hashomayim shomayim Hashem v'haretz nasan l'bnei Adam. He said b'shem v'katzker. La'asoyis
oiso shomayim.
Hashem is in shomayim. Hashomayim Hashem. V'haretz He gave to us. For what purpose? Why are we here? We are here for one reason only. To make this into the shomayim. To make this the place where we can rendezvous regularly with kibiyochol. Mima'on kodshoy. Ad eleinu. How? How is it possible? That's the Torah. But the Torah is not merely a book, a sefer, many svarim, of dikduke halacha, mitzvos, and everything else that it contains. Kiviyochol, the Torah is bas yechidoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's kibiyachol, the deepest desire that he has in some way, in some dimension, kibiyachol, beyond himself. Something that he wants beyond himself, yet through that to be in an inclusive relationship, in the closest possible kesher. Be'ahava, be'chiba yaseira, be'yichud, huf koha'ir. The walls were destroyed. The Rishus HaYochid became the Rishus HaRabim. The privacy of the Jewish people, living from moment to moment in this unique relationship with the Creator of the world, who has identified Himself and these people, us, as His Ben Yochid, as His Bavas Einov, the apple of His eye, a chosen people. When are we that? When we choose ourselves. When we totally accept everything that the Rebbeinu Shem has given us, and there isn't anything that He hasn't, we all suffer. We all have good times. We all have problems. We all live through them. There isn't anyone in this room that could say that their life is perfect. And there isn't anyone in this room that could say that their life is a failure. And if you think so, let me be the voice that tells you, you are wrong. We don't have time to look at ourselves anything less than what we actually are. We are the children of Hashem. We are His B'nai Yochid. We are meant to live in the Rishus HaYochid. We are meant to see the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. We are meant to see the walls come back together stone by stone and exclude every single property, every single person, every single idea, every single thought that anyone could possibly think to even harm the simplest Jew that could be looking at himself in the mirror and saying, I am not significant. And when he finds out that he is and realizes what he is, when we recognize what we are about and what we are for and what is our destiny that we are living in at this very moment, then the 3 weeks will change. Then, as we know, today is supposed to be a Yom Tov, Kabbalas Haluchos. We would have went dancing with the Torah. The Pashtus, Moshe Rabbeinu would have been declared Melech HaMashiach. We would have come straight to Eretz Yisrael. There'd be no Meraglim. There'd be no Tisha B'Av, no sitting on the floor, no crying, no kinnis. No destruction. No kol roid fel hisiguha bein hamitzarev. I hate this time of year. And I hope you do also. But we have to hate it for the right reason. We have to hate it so that it changes. And I asked once in my show, what, does the Rav not like what's going on? Like, it's so bad. Somebody once asked me after a shir, is the Rav trying to make us depressed? So I figured, if you'd like, I can ask the Rav in your name, if that's so. He said, no. Not in my name. I said, okay, I'll ask not in your name. One of the opportunities I had to be with him, I said, someone came over to me, not a young man, and he asked, is the Rav looking to make us depressed by these shiurim? Also got a smile, grabbed my wrist, if I'm not mistaken, and said, he wasn't depressed before he came, and if he wasn't, maybe he should be.
the world we live in isn't a reason to become at least a little bit sad, a little bit upset, a little bit impatient, a little bit achakeloi. You can never lose hope. You can never give up. And we must look forward. Your community, one moment, in my mind stands out as something that demonstrates the tahalich of infinity happening before our eyes. I remember coming here tens of years ago to a little dira and said a shir to a couple of people. And that's what this is. Odot to the Rav Shlita, who I know also for many, 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 many years. I saw the Rav sitting and learning as a young Avreich in the Koil twice a week when I came to Revolva. He was there also, and there was a Koil that sat in the base of Musar and learned all day. And there he was. And some people would say, who would know? Who would have known? I could tell you from the bottom of my heart. I knew. And so did everybody else. No Pella. No Pella. You're part of a special place. Utilize the advantage that you have in being in a special place with special people to grow that, share that, experience that even more and deeper. Allow yourself to become even more inspired that you're part of an extraordinary kehila, completely atypical. Or as Ramesh would say in jest often, nish noma. Not normal. I give you all a bracha that Emir Tashem, by the time Tisha B'Av comes around this year, we all won't have a reason to fast.